Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus. And we're beginning Luke chapter 7 now, our 16th devotional in the Gospel of Luke, looking at chapter 7, verses 1 to 17, asking, does Jesus bless those who think highly of themselves? It's kind of a strange question. Let's get into what we mean by that. Luke 7, here's verses 6 through and 7. Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you. That's Luke 7, 6 and 7 in the ESV. So our question is, does Jesus bless those who think highly of themselves? And this question is absurd. It seems a little too obvious, doesn't it? I mean, over and over again, the Bible warns us not to think too highly of ourselves and says how God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. In fact, James 4:6 and 1 Peter 5:5 both quote Proverbs 3:34 as saying, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So God gives us this proverb three times in his word. And beyond this three-time repeated proverb, the Bible tells us, blessed are the poor in spirit in Matthew 5:3. And for by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment. That's Romans 12:3. Proverbs 16:8 says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And Proverbs 11:2 says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. So does God bless those who think highly of themselves? No. It would seem like this principle is so plainly evident in Scripture as to be undeniable. But as we have seen again and again, people continue to deny this basic Bible truth. 34 years ago, it was Robert Schuller who released a book called Self-Esteem, The New Reformation. More recently, it was Joel Osteen's book, The Power of I Am. Here's how the publisher describes this book. Quote, in the pages of his new book, best-selling author Joel Osteen shares a profound principle based on a simple truth. Whatever follows the words I am will always come looking for you. So when you go through the day saying, I am blessed, blessings will pursue you. I am talented, talent follows you. I am healthy, health heads your way. I am strong, strength tracks you down. Interestingly, in today's passage, the centurion makes an I am statement. He says, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. I am not worthy. And Jesus responds by healing the centurion's servant. So let's look at the other two I am statements from Scripture to test Osteen's theory. 1. In Jesus' parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, the Pharisee makes the self-affirming I am statements, while the tax collector beats his breast and says, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said that the tax collector went home justified and not the Pharisee. And Paul in 1 Timothy 1:15 makes this I am statement, this saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. So in these two examples, the I am statement of those saved and blessed by God are, I am not worthy, I am a sinner, I am the foremost of sinners. Those seem a little different from the suggested I am statements from Mr. Osteen. Our lesson from today's reading can be easily summed up with two final Bible verses. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. That's what Jesus says in Matthew 23:12. And humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. James 4:10.